is Murray Yates, welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. Good afternoon. I want to wish you all a great new year. The marvellous thing about a new year is that it means new beginnings, a new start in life. And also, it's a wonderful thing to be able to think of the new things that we'll be doing during this year. Many people, of course, do get excited. After all, there are many new beginnings for people. If you're a student and you've just come back out from college, you'll be possibly going to university. There will be other types of new beginnings as well in people's lives. Perhaps some are going to be travelling overseas. But there is a new beginning that men and women can have, and it can change their lives forever. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible speaks of a new beginning, a new life, even a renewal of the old nature. I still remember what happened to me the night I came to know Jesus Christ and how it changed my life forever. I just started my first job at the age of 19 years of age, and I met up with another young man who was just starting up his first job too. We were talking together at a morning tea break when another worker came and asked Ewart, for this was the young man's name, if he was coming to the mission next week. After he left, I asked Ewart, what was a mission? And he told me that there was a visiting speaker, and he was coming to his church, and he would be speaking each night during the following week. He then asked me if I would like to come to the mission. I had been brought up in the Presbyterian Church, and so I knew about Jesus, only about him, and also a little bit about Christianity. It was really a time for joking when I went there, having fun, very often at the Bible class leader's expense. However, as a young man, often they are inquisitive, and I decided to go. I went the first night to the meeting there, but I walked out. They just didn't do things the way we did it at the Presbyterian Church that I knew. However, I went back on the Wednesday because I didn't have anything to go to, and I decided I would go to this church again. The man began to speak, and he introduced himself, and he told us why we were there. And this was a thing, he was talking about something new that he had to say. Something new from the Bible, it was certainly new to me. And as he began to speak, he began to share with us how all men and women had done wrong things. And that somehow we needed to come back to God and have a new beginning. And I listened to him very carefully, and I found out from what he said that I was lost and that I was going nowhere. Although God loved me and wanted me to come to him, I couldn't, because I had sinned. I had done wrong things. And I realized for the first time that I had offended God, and that in no way could he accept me unless I was willing to confess the fact that I had sinned, and that I could, and that I would come to him and ask for forgiveness. And yes, it was just as if I was lost, and it was really like going nowhere. And this was because I had sinned. I was lost forever. And to this day, I remember crying out to God to save me and forgive me. He did save me. He did forgive me. And I became a changed man that night. And just like you can start a new year, so indeed you can start a new life within that new year. I invited Jesus to come into my life, and I was a changed person. Just as the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means that every single one of us has done wrong things. And because we have done these wrong things, God cannot accept us into his kingdom. He couldn't accept us into his kingdom if we died, for instance. The reason being is that God loves us, but he hates our sin. And God is holy. And this is why, of course, he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to come into this world so that although we couldn't pay for our sin, Jesus has. He came as a sacrifice. He came to take the punishment for everything that you did wrong. And the Bible tells us that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that night, I found that to be true, because at the end of the program that night, I too came to the Lord, and I was found, as it were, and I confessed the fact that I had done wrong. I confessed the fact that I had invited Jesus to come into my life, and I knew I was changed. I went home that night, and my father belonged to the Masonic Lodge. And I went home, and my mother knew I was changed. There was something about me. And I told her a little bit about what had happened. But I went into the dining room, and my father came home eventually, having been at this lodge meeting. And my mother had said to him, Murray's changed. And he went in and he wanted to know what happened. And I began to tell him, and I fell down under the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he kept asking me, "What happened? What happened? What happened?" And all I could say was that I could only talk to him and share with him that it was the power of the Holy Spirit that had come upon me. And you see, Jesus had come into my life. But my father couldn't understand that, and he sent me to the lodge master. And I'm afraid that man was very ill. And when I told him about what had happened to me, he couldn't understand it either. I learned a little bit more about the lodge later on and what really happens there. But it's certainly not a thing that I would want to join. And but the marvellous thing is, I'd found Christ, or rather he had found me. And I became a changed person on the inside. And of course, you may be thinking about new things for the new year. But you may never, ever have come to Christ before. Let me say this again. This is the most important thing that a person can have and do, is first of all to have Jesus Christ. The reason being is this, is that God has a plan for your life. And because he loves you, he will give you the power, he will give you everything that you need to accomplish what God has for you. What is more, if you were to die, that God has given you the wonderful gift of eternal life. But all those who have never invited Jesus Christ into their life, have only a lost expectation. Because the Lord doesn't give eternal life to those people. And I'm not talking, of course, about churchianity. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a living person called Jesus Christ who came and was willing to die for you and for me upon a cross. And that you too can come and invite him in and have that wonderful gift of eternal life. Yes, there are many things too which happen in the Christian life. God works in different ways. I was, for instance, God very often gives certain power, and it's really by faith that we live the life. I've been working at St. Paul's this year, just on a Wednesday, working amongst the students, the overseas students, and many of them have come to know that Jesus Christ is living and real. Their gods, where they come from, because they come from various religions. But you see, a religion can't save you, because you're always trying to do your best, trying to improve, trying to make yourself better and trying to make that God pleased with you. But you know, you can never please God. You cannot ever earn points to help get you into heaven. You see, we have sinned. But that's the very reason why God came, and that's the reason also why the other religions are false. Because Jesus is living and real. And for instance, I was down at St. Paul's, as I mentioned, we were taking a Bible study there one night. But at the end, we were able to pray for two people who were ill. I heard their testimony a few days later when we had a leaders' meeting. Those two people had been utterly healed. One went to bed that night and she realized that the legs that she had had a real problem with had been utterly healed. And the other person too was able to say that what had happened to them was healed. They were healed too. And you know, this is just the Lord. Because as we prayed specifically for their particular thing, well, they were healed. And that's because Jesus is alive and living. I remember certain things that have happened. For instance, I remember the book, in fact I have it in front of me here, that was written by Smith Wigglesworth. He was a famous man, in the sense that he was a preacher. He went around, he had certain healing gifts. For instance, one was is at one time he had come on home. He was a plumber and his wife used to, and they used to be in the Salvation Army. He was not a very good speaker at all. And so he just took up the collection. His wife did the speaking. One day, Smith Wigglesworth, who was a plumber, came on home and he found a friend of the family's there. This friend had opened the door and welcomed him into his house. But she said, "I'm afraid your wife, Jo, died a few hours ago now." And he said, "Where did you place her?" And the friend said, "Well, on the bed." And so he went into the bedroom, he took hold of his wife and he stood her up against the wall. And he then called her by name. And she became alive again and walked to him. That man had a marvelous ministry in the end. He came to New Zealand so many years ago now. But a huge revival right throughout New Zealand happened as God moved through that man as he preached the word, and thousands of people came to know Jesus Christ. Many people were healed and set free from other things. Why? Because Christianity is not a religion, it's a living person, and his name is Jesus Christ. And every single person who is hearing my voice today can also come and know Jesus Christ. Not know about him, but know him personally as a friend and as a saviour. And today I'm going to pray a prayer. And if you wish to say this prayer, this will help you to have your sins forgiven. This is if you mean it. If you want to have this gift of eternal life, you too can invite Jesus Christ to come into your life. Now, if you wish to pray that prayer, I'm going to pray this prayer and you can say it after me. This is just you will confess the fact that you have sinned and that you will also invite Jesus into your heart, and also we'll just give him thanks. So if you wish to pray this prayer, please repeat it after me. Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me for the wrong things that I've done. I'm sorry for what I've done, and I'm sorry that I've sinned against you. Please forgive me and come into my life. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died for me, that you rose again for me, rose from the dead. Please come into my life, and thank you for forgiving me, and thank you for coming in. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer tonight, you too can know this, that Jesus Christ has come into your life. And the Bible tells us that God gives us this wonderful gift of eternal life. I just thank you today for this opportunity, and may indeed you find that Jesus Christ is living and real, and that a new day has dawned for you too. If you belong to a church, please keep on going. But if you don't belong to one, by all means, find out a good church where you can start going to. And may the Lord bless you. Thank you.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened. I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no is on your side. Take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for us.